Good evening, and welcome to Quick News Briefing. I'm Arjiv. On this day in history, March 21, 2006, Twitter co-founder Jack Dorsey sent the very first tweet, forever changing how we communicate and consume news. Today, we're bringing you the most significant headlines from around the globe, drawing from top sources like BBC News, Hacker News, US Top News and Analysis, and many more. Joining me as always is our lead reporter, Arohi, with the latest. Arohi, let's dive straight into some breaking news concerning U.S. politics and immigration.
Absolutely. President Trump has issued a threat to deploy immigration and customs enforcement agents to U.S. airports, starting this Monday. This move is an apparent attempt to pressure Democrats into approving a new budget for the Department of Homeland Security. The president claimed these ICE agents, handling airport security, would specifically arrest immigrants who are in the U.S. illegally.
And we've seen a notable reaction to this, including an offer from Elon Musk. What's the context there?
Yes, the Department of Homeland Security faces a potential shutdown if a budget isn't passed. Amidst the president's threat, Elon Musk stepped in, offering to cover the pay for Transportation Security Administration agents. This highlights the ongoing tension and the potential impact on federal workers as budget negotiations continue.
This situation also brings to light some internal discussions within the GOP regarding immigration. What can you tell us about Senator Mullen's efforts?
Indeed. Senator Mark Wayne Mullen, President Trump's choice to lead the Department of Homeland Security, was reportedly exploring a bipartisan deal to rein in aspects of the immigration crackdown. These private discussions involved concessions that the White House has repeatedly rejected, indicating a potential divergence in approaches even within the party on these complex issues.
From budget battles, let's shift focus to press freedom and a significant ruling. What's the latest from the Pentagon?
A federal judge has ruled that the Department of Defense's restrictions on the press violate the First Amendment. The Pentagon had required reporters to agree to specific rules on information gathering to maintain access, which the court found unconstitutional. This is a significant win for journalistic freedom.
And on a somber note, we received news of the passing of a prominent figure in American law enforcement and politics.
That's right. Robert Mueller, the former FBI director who led the inquiry into Russian interference in the 2016 election, has died at 81. Mueller was a pivotal figure who undertook the most significant overhaul of the FBI in its history. His investigation placed him directly in the crosshairs of presidential criticism, making him a central figure in recent American political history.
Moving to international affairs, the situation in Iran remains a focal point. What is the current assessment regarding U.S. policy there?
President Trump's statements suggesting the war in Iran is almost over are not aligning with the reality on the ground. The U.S. is reportedly weighing tough options as the situation remains complex, indicating a significant crossroads for American foreign policy in the region.
Closer to home, political jockeying for the future is already underway. We're seeing some early sparks for the 2028 presidential race.
That's right. Andy Beshear, the Democratic governor of Kentucky, has sharply criticized Republican J.D. Vance. Both are seen as angling for potential presidential runs in 2028, with Beshear's comments stoking early tensions in what could be a long campaign cycle.
Now, let's pivot to the rapidly evolving world of artificial intelligence, which is dominating headlines across various sectors. Arohi, what are we seeing in terms of both the advancements and the challenges?
AI is indeed a multifaceted story. On one hand, we're witnessing significant technological leaps. At NVIDIA's GTC conference, CEO Jensen Huang dedicated a major part of his keynote to OpenClaw, a technology that essentially had a ChatGPT moment, sparking concerns that powerful AI models are rapidly becoming commodities. This rapid development is also seen with innovations like TinyBox, a device offering offline AI with 120 billion parameters, pushing the boundaries of accessible AI hardware.
And how is this rapid advancement affecting the workforce and corporate strategies?
Companies are adapting quickly. FedEx, for example, has started delivering promotion-ready AI training to over 400,000 workers globally, demonstrating a large-scale initiative to integrate AI literacy across its workforce. However, this also comes with concerns. The impact of AI on game development jobs, for instance, is already sparking an open-to-work crisis, as developers face potential displacement.
We've also seen some troubling ethical implications surface recently.
Unfortunately, yes. A BBC investigation uncovered dozens of Instagram and TikTok accounts using AI avatars to promote explicit, sexualized content, specifically featuring Black women. These videos have since been removed, but it highlights the critical ethical challenges and potential for misuse that accompany AI's widespread availability.
Beyond specific applications, how is AI fundamentally reshaping human thought processes?
A recent paper titled, Thinking Fast, Slow, and Artificial, explores this. It suggests that AI is fundamentally reshaping human reasoning, requiring us to reconsider how we approach problem-solving and decision-making in an increasingly AI-integrated world. It's a profound shift beyond just tools, touching on our cognitive processes.
And the debate around AI's creative and commercial impact continues to be a hot topic in Hollywood, too.
Absolutely. We're seeing a genuine AI smackdown in Hollywood, as highlighted by Let It Rip Jeremy vs. Sneaky Sam in the New York Times. This refers to the ongoing tensions and discussions between figures like Jeremy O. Harris and Sam Altman, reflecting the industry's struggle with intellectual property, creativity, and the future of work in the age of AI.
Finally, let's turn our attention to Europe, where a crucial election is unfolding.
In Slovenia, an election is underway that will test Europe's political mood. The incumbent center-left government faces a significant challenge from a right-wing populist, who is accused of launching a smear campaign in the final days of what is shaping up to be a very close race. The outcome will offer insights into broader political trends across the continent.
Fascinating developments, Arohi, particularly in the realm of AI and its far-reaching impacts. And before we go, here's a surprising fact about AI. While the term artificial intelligence was coined in 1956, the very first AI program, known as Logic Theorist, was actually developed a year earlier in 1955. It was designed to mimic human problem-solving skills and managed to prove 38 theorems from Bertrand Russell and Alfred North Whitehead's Principia Mathematica. A true testament to how long the roots of this technology run. That's all for today's quick news briefing. Thank you for joining us. From Arohi and myself, Arjiv, have a good evening.